Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 2/28/1965. Date of accident 3/16/2022. Date of service is 12/14/2022. I do not have a record of dictating this particular dictation. If in case you find that it has already been dictated, then you can just ignore and disregard this current dictation. But I'm not sure if it has been done. So hence, I'm redictating this thing to complete the job. Okay, Felicia Johnson, date of service 12/14/2022. The patient is here as a front, as a follow-up visit. She reports that she has been a victim of an automobile accident in front seat passenger when she was hit by an Timon fashion passenger side, leading to some headaches without TBI symptoms and also pain in the neck, right shoulder, and lower back to the tune of 7 to 10 without any significant radiation to the arms or legs. The patient has had MRIs that were found positive for herniated disc in the cervical spine at C45, C56, C67, and also in L4-5, and the patient was advised lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection. And she also is found to have multiple arthritic changes. In the right shoulder, there was a arthritis of the glenohumeral joint, AC joint arthritis, diffuse labral tearing, and intact rotator cuff. The patient wanted a referral to see a spine surgeon. She wanted to see Dr. Ramakrishna, and I have given the referral. She has never given us a consent to go for an injection treatment, so it has never been done. Currently, she reports that she has a headache, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, tension headache 3 per week, and She is feeling sleepy and depressed, panicky, and she does have a numbness of both the hands and the fingers, second and third bilaterally. Pain level is from 6 to 7, and ADLs are affected 7. General activity and sleep are affected 8. Walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood is affected 6. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. In the system review, patient has reported headaches which are ongoing without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear problem, ear ringing or buzzing, blackout or seizures. She denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and also there is no history of confusion, disorientation. The patient does have anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue, and difficulty sleeping and lack of focus. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the neck, lower back, and limited range of motion. Difficulty walking if she walks too long. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, such as painful urination, blood in the urine, respiratory, no asthma, throat breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And the patient reports of more severe depression. However, there are no changes in the medical, surgical history, or any hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient does not abuse any substance, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 121/93, pulse is 63, Blood pressure is 120/80, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 11/14/2022, dictation number 1115-067. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy. Patient has been advised that we need a physical therapy evaluation. Two times therapy has been ordered for neck and the lower back and the shoulders with the traction massage. She remains work disabled, and housework replacement has been ordered. The patient will see the surgeon. Hopefully, she may have some surgical treatment. We don't know yet. The medications that were prescribed to the patient are Mohit, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Ultran 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep, Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for clear and for anxiety, Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy and headaches, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for headaches. The patient is overall 80% improved. She has been referred to see a psychiatrist and also a spine surgeon and a neurologist. Thank you.